Subject and verb agreement. Agreeing the verb with the subject could seem easy in English, because only the third person, singular, actually gets conjugated. I eat, you eat, she eats, they work, we work, he works, etc. So, unless we are using an irregular verb, like to be, conjugating the verb should be easy. In reality, though, it can be more complicated, simply because it's not always clear what the subject of the verb is. So conjugating a verb is difficult when you don't know what it needs to agree with. One way to identify a verb's subject is thanks to the word of. If you have a phrase with of in it, the subject of the verb should be just in front of that phrase. For example, a bag full of tomatoes is next to the fridge. The subject is before of, so it's a bag full, and the verb agrees with the third person singular. People often confuse the subject here and agree the verb with the part after of, so tomatoes, but that is incorrect. Here is another rule on how to agree verbs when the subject is a bit complex. When you have two or more singular subjects with the expressions either or, neither or, then the verb will automatically be in the singular third person. So if you can see two or more singular subjects and one of those expressions, then the verb will be in the singular third person. For example, either my dad or my mum is picking me up at the train station. The two subjects are my dad and my mum, with either or also used. This means that the rule applies and the verb agrees with the singular third person. Either Tom or Jerry is making coffee. Neither the cat nor the dog like squirrels. Neither my girlfriend nor I has a TV. A third way of understanding how to agree the verb. If you have a singular and a plural noun in an either or, neither nor sentence, then agree the verb with the noun that is closest to it. For example, either the plates or the blue dish goes in that cupboard. Neither the sister nor the brothers are coming to the wedding. Either the train or the buses are okay for me. Neither sweets nor a biscuit is good for you. You must also remember that in English, when speaking, people will often not say either or neither if they are at the beginning of the sentence, but the verb agreement rules will still apply. For example, the correct way. Either a book or a concert ticket is a good present. The wrong way that you will hear people say, a book or a concert ticket is a good present.